the scapular of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, along with the rosary and the miraculous medal, is one of the most popular sacramentals in the Catholic Church, known throughout the world. It's certainly one of the oldest. You probably have one on right now, but many people don't know these two essential things that you need to understand about it. In fact, you might be wearing it wrong. We're going to talk about that in today's video. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. The first thing that you need to understand is its incredible, incredible history. You need to know this if you're going to wear the scapular. First of all, the Carmelites. So as the story goes, they descend from these hermits that lived on Mount Carmel. And apparently around the time of Jesus, and even some centuries before, people knew that there was going to be a Messiah coming, just kind of like we know that there is a second coming. We know that there will be some sort of Antichrist. We know of these future things in a vague way. Similarly, the Jews knew that a Messiah was coming. These hermits on Mount Carmel, different than the rest of the Jews, thought about, well, if there's a Messiah, then he's going to have a mother. So they would, in fact, pray for the mother of the future Messiah. So before the Blessed Mother was even here, they had a devotion to her. So that's something incredible, because they lay the claim of loving Our Lady longer than anyone ever has, even before she was conceived. Something quite incredible. That's why you see that certain powers that were given to Elijah and Elisha and the Carmelites, namely power over fire and deeper spirituality, are exactly traits that Our Lady has. For instance, at Fatima, calling down the sun, power over fire, and a call to deeper spirituality. But in fact, Blessed Anne Catherine Emmerich was given a vision of when Saint Simon Stock was given the scapular, and you need to hear it. Listen to this. July 15th, 1820, the Feast of the Scapular. I was on Mount Carmel, where I saw two hermits who dwelt far apart. One was very aged and never left his cell. The other, a Frenchman named Peter, visited the old man occasionally and brought him something, but long intervals sometimes elapsed between his visits. I saw him taking journeys to Jerusalem, Rome, and to our own country, whence he returned with bands of warriors wearing crosses on their clothing. I saw Berthold with him. He was at that time a soldier. Later on, I saw the younger hermit take Berthold to the old man on Mount Carmel. Berthold had then become a hermit. He was afterward the superior of the hermits, whom he formed into communities, and for whom he erected convents. Then I had another vision. I saw, after the hermits began to live in community, a monk on his knees in a cell. The Mother of God appeared to him with the infant Jesus on her arm. She looked just like the statue that I have seen by the spring on the mountain. She gave him an article of dress in which was a square opening for the head to pass through. It fell in front over the breast. It was shining with light, the colors red and white intermingling, as in the vestment of the high priest that Zechariah showed to Saint Joseph. On the straps that went over the shoulders were letters inscribed. Mary spoke long to the monk. When she vanished and he returned to himself, he was filled with emotion on seeing himself clothed with the scapular. I saw him assemble his brethren and show it to them. Then I had a vision of a church festival on Mount Carmel. I saw in the choirs of the church triumphant as the first of the ancient hermits, and yet separated from them, Elias. Under his feet were the words Elias, prophet. I did not see these pictures one after another, and I felt that a great number of years lay between them, especially between the vision of the reception of the scapular and the feast, for the latter seemed to belong to our own day. Over the spring where once stood Mary's statue, now arose a convent and its church. The spring was in the middle of the latter, and above the altar was the Mother of God with the infant Jesus, just as she had appeared to the hermit, living and moving in dazzling splendor. Innumerable little silken pictures hung at her sides, attached in pairs by two cords, and glancing like the leaves of a tree in the sunshine and the splendor which radiated from Mary. The Holy Virgin was surrounded by the angelic choirs, and at her feet, above the tabernacle wherein reposed the Blessed Sacrament, hung the large scapular she had given the hermit in vision. On all sides were ranged choirs of holy Carmelites, men and women, the most ancient in white and brown striped habits, the others in such as are now worn. I saw too the Carmelite order, monks and nuns of the present day, celebrating the feast in their several convents, either in choir or elsewhere, but all upon earth. So that's in vision what actually happened. Now, I knew about that vision because of this incredible book that's called Mary and Her Scapular Promise. This is by Refuge of Sinners Publishing. The foreword, or the preface, is by Monsignor Fulton Sheen. Isn't that pretty incredible that he actually read that book and then commented on it? Now, what happened before that vision is also important for you to know. So Saint Simon Stock, she doesn't mention his name there, but he was the head of the order. He was the one who received the scapular. Their order was somewhat in disarray. He was living somewhere in England, and he saw that the other orders had things that distinguished them, whatever they were. They were also being persecuted, and they were actually going to be pushed out of England. So because of the difficulties that the Carmelites were going through, he asked Our Lady to bless them in some particular way. The answer to his prayer was the vision that I just read to you. So really amazing. Now, what happened after they received that, what typically happens is, especially monks, those that lead lives of prayer, what happens? Lay people see that they build these convents and monasteries and they start to live near them. That always tends to happen kind of in Catholic culture. They would see their article of clothing, the thing that distinguished them, the thing that, so to speak, connected them to Our Lady, that was imbued with the spiritual power. They literally would want a piece of it. So they would cut little squares off of it. They would follow these monks, probably without their permission, cut off a piece of their clothing, tie little strings, because they wanted to be monks like these monks. They wanted to be their, so to speak, spiritual children. This is the origin of the lay version of the scapular, which is really quite incredible. This one, by the way, I'll put the website right here. I believe it's scapular.com. It's an incredible scapular because it doesn't tear. It's absolutely amazing. I was able to have an interview some years ago with the man that owns a company of this. You need to get this one. It's really awesome. So now the second thing that you need to understand is the requirements behind the scapular. It's not enough just to wear it. Although you read from many visions that those that wear the scapular just with devotion are protected spiritually, are protected against temptations, are protected against evil. So just on its own, it's an article of spiritual protection. You don't want to take it off. It is a blessing just to wear it in the same way that the miraculous medal is. Now, what's different about the scapular is this promise that Our Lady gave to him. And it was extended by the church in what's called the Sabbatine privilege. The promise Our Lady gave was those that wear this shall not suffer eternal fire. The church specified this and added the Sabbatine privilege because the church has authority to do these things. And it said that whoever wears this and is wearing this and fulfills two requirements will be delivered by Our Lady herself from purgatory on the Saturday after their death. The Sabbatine privilege. Saturday being the day that is specifically dedicated to Our Lady. What are those two requirements? The first one is that we live chastity according to our vocation or our life. So chastity within marriage, chastity as a single person, or chastity in the religious life. Now, if you happen to fall in that particular area where you commit a sin against charity, the promise is reinstated the moment that you go and confess that sin in confession. So sometimes people have this question. So the first is the requirement of chastity. This is important. Why chastity? Because if we're going to be wearing the garment of Our Lady, we need to follow in her particular example of purity. The second is prayer, that we have some sort of prayer that we are praying. Now, the normal one is the office of readings. Sometimes it could be the office of Our Lady. The priest that vests you with the scapular can change it if necessary. For instance, they could change it to fasting from meat on Wednesdays and Fridays. Or in my case, for instance, they changed it to praying a daily rosary or some other thing. It could even be as simple as kissing your scapular with devotion every day. Okay, quick clarification here is something I just learned right now. So the scapular actually has two promises. One is to be saved from hell. The other is a Sabbatine privilege to be saved or delivered from purgatory the Saturday after your death. For the first promise, there is no prayer requirement. The only thing you need to do is to wear a scapular first that is 100% wool. The second, you need to be invested by a priest. And the third, you need to wear it continuously. That's to fulfill the promise of being saved from hell. The second one, the Sabbatine privilege, that's the one that you have to live chastity according to your state in life and some sort of designated prayer. Okay, end of clarification. Thank you. On to the video. They have authority to change that. Originally, only Carmelites could invest you with the scapular. Now that faculty has been granted to any and every priest. Now, one thing that is awesome about ordering from that scapulars.com is it comes with the prayers of investiture and the requirements for wearing the rosary. Now, what was awesome was I took that to the priest and he just prayed the prayers right off the little pamphlet. And then I asked him, can I make the commitment of praying the daily rosary instead of doing the office? And he agreed. And so that is my prayer requirement. So two things, chastity and prayer and wearing it. Now, one thing for you to consider is many people will often ask Our Lady to cover her with your mantle. When you wear the scapular, you are actually being covered with her mantle. And in this way, it's like a garment of prayer and protection without even saying a single word. Now, one final thing that you need to understand. So not only do we have this spiritual protection and then the Sabbatine privilege where you could be delivered from purgatory the Saturday after you die, but Saint Alphonsus Liguori suggests that we should go even further and ask Our Lady through the scapular to grant us the grace of not having to go to purgatory at all. Now, this could happen in two different ways. One, you could ask for the grace to die on a Saturday. So if you wear the scapular faithfully and then you die on a Saturday, that's the very day of Our Lady where she comes to purgatory, and as soon as you die and go to purgatory, she releases you from purgatory. The other is simply asking the grace to skip purgatory in virtue of your love of the scapular. Saint Alphonsus Liguori suggests that we go further than the basic requirements so that we live an extra life of purity. What that means, we each have to discern, and we perhaps do additional prayers of our own discernment. My friends, if you do not have the scapular and you are not enrolled in the scapular or invested in it, go and get it right now. The protection and the promises are something you do not want to miss. Before we go, I want you to check out the sponsors of today's video and of this channel, purgatoryproject.org, where you can enroll your deceased loved ones so that others can pray for them and you can pray for other people. Think of it like Facebook for those that are deceased. Absolutely beautiful website. And the other is the Rosary Experience app on iOS or Android, where it has thousands of pictures and images and videos to help you in praying the rosary so that you decrease distractions. Check out both of these sites. My friends, God bless you, and I will see you in the next one.